secondary has to be known.
Yes.
Sometimes familiarity can only do so much when you're preparing for an opponent that's good and stout in the back end. What do you see from that unit?
Same as every year. They got Pro Bowl players everywhere. They know how I feel about them. Nothing but respect for them. I think the world of how good and talented they are. But I'm always excited to play against them. You know, it's always fun to compete against those guys because they bring the best out of you, and it's always fun.
What's different about a divisional game when you play a team like the Broncos, Chargers, Chiefs? Was it more electricity here?
You know, you've played them, you know, so many times. You know, it's almost like it's almost like you see them all the time. You know, then you get back out there, and then Vaughn comes off the edge, and you're like, oh, yeah, there, yep, he's back, you know, and all those things. But, you know, whenever you play a divisional game, there's no added height or anything like that. I think we've done a good job of, you know, with our process of just the way we recover, we prepare for each game and compete. You know, I think that we've done such a good job of that over the last 3 years that, you know, we don't get too high or too low. And, you know, that's really important, especially in this league, obviously, as we learn.
Drops are such a subjective thing. There's a lot of things that go into it, whether it's your throw, placement, DB, all these things, different things. And I remember talking to Amari last year and said he's surprised that you didn't lay into him at some point during the group. When a guy is going through those things, how do you approach him? Do you not discuss it at all? Got him on the back next time? How do you deal with that?
You know, it's different with each personality. I think you have to treat each guy differently, but fairly. You know, you want to treat them equal, but you got to do that in different ways with some guys. I'm never going to rip anybody because as soon as I skip one, I don't want them to come and rip me, you know. And so I'll never yell at anybody or, you know, anything like that. Now, I do, you know, get excited, as they would say. Andre Holmes said I used to just rip my chin strap off. That was my thing. But, you know, they know how I feel. I know how they feel. And I just communicate with them. I just talk to them. You know, with Coop, you know, him and I can talk, you know, privately and, you know, discuss things. How can I be better for him and things like that? And that's really it. You know, there's no aha moment or anything like that. He knows how good he is. You know, he knows, you know, what he's capable of. And so, you know, whenever those kind of things happen, you know, you just move on. But at the same time, you address it, you know, because it has to be addressed. Same thing with me. If I miss a throw or anything like that, you have to address it because it needs to be better. But at the same time, we know that, you know, we're capable of more.
I mean, is he pressing at all? Is that sometimes he presses him?
You know, he's so quiet. I don't know, you know. It's hard. You can tell when I'm pressing. You know, if things aren't going the way we want them, I'll try too much, obviously, like the last game. When typically I wouldn't, you know, be so risky in a certain situation. You can tell easily with me. With him, he's so quiet. You just have to know him, you know. And for him, I don't think he's pressing. Or anything like that. I think that he expects so much more of himself that he gets mad at himself. So I'm looking forward to getting out here at practice and throwing him some balls today.
You mentioned taking risks. And what's the biggest lesson you learned about your own performance in Washington that you can apply to Denver? Because that was so contrary to the way you usually play.
Yeah. It was like, I had my brother say, an anomaly. You know, you're like, what the heck? You know, you go out there and you see the coverages they're playing. They're not disguising anything. You know, the game slowed down. You see where you're going. You know, you're putting it where you want to. And it's like, why isn't it going our way? You know, and we work so hard, you know, for, you know, I'll say it this way. If I were to miss meetings or, you know, miss some notes, if my process changed or anything like that, then I would be like, well, this is the reason we did it. It was one of those things, man. We had a great week of practice. Like I said, after the game, our third down day was awesome. You know, it was just one of those days where we went out there and it just did not go well. And so there was nothing really I could put a finger on it except, man, I just got to come back and work harder. You know, whatever that means, whatever it looks like, whatever I feel throughout the day, just try and do it better. Oh, man, if you would have asked me that in the third or fourth quarter, I would have said, you know, I'd worry about it, you know, because every one of our guys is so talented, they feel like, I can do it for us, you know. But now we've had time to, you know, decompress. We've had time to watch the film. We've had time to, you know, move on, you know, really. And now guys just know, man, we turned the film on. I was like, man, if I just do my job, if I just do what I've been doing for the last 3 years, 4 years, you know, boom, we'd be just fine, you know. And that's really all it comes down to is each man, know, you hear it all the time in the NFL, but it's like, it's so true, man. If you just, we just go out and do our job. Like if I were to go out and just, hey, man, don't try and do everything for everyone else. Just do my job. And that's to lead our offense and make the right decisions and things like that. Then we would have been just fine.
I know you don't pay attention to this stuff, but I think the worst quarterback rating game you've ever had, you followed it by the best game you've ever had.
Uh-huh.
When you take that loss with you and use it to prepare, I mean, you already work as hard as you can work. Yeah.
Man, it's crazy, right? You know, that's why, you know, my brother always told me when I came into the league, he said, you're going to find something each and every week, you know, whether you go through something or anything. He said, as much time as you cram, as much stuff as you cram into your day, you'll find something. You know, you're always going to find something to get better. He said, as soon as you don't, stop playing because it's time for you, you know, to be done. And, you know, sure enough, you know, watching the film, like I've told you guys before, I'm so weird. Like, even if my notes were, like, too messy, well, maybe I need to be more detailed, you know, maybe I need to write them better. Maybe I need to be cleaner in my preparation. So without getting too much into it, I looked at things and said, well, maybe I could do it this a little bit better. You know, maybe I do this a little bit better going into the next game. Because anytime, like anybody, you get punched in the mouth, you got to fight back. You know, so obviously if you got hit, you didn't do something right. And so you got to fight back and figure out what it was. Don't press. Yeah, I just say don't press. I don't need to make every play. You know, I always put it on my shoulders, and I'm harder on myself than anybody is. Whenever we put a performance out there like that, I told you after the game, everybody played great except me, you know. I just got to rely on my teammates, man. I don't have to do it all.
You're a fairly athletic quarterback. Is there a delicate balance sometimes between standing, falling in the pocket, going through progression, trust your protection,
uh-huh,
between knowing when it's time to bail out, flush out, and try to extend a play with your feet?
Yeah. Yeah, a lot goes into that too, you know, situationally. And I think we had like a third and 12 where I was stepping up in the pocket, and my thought was to run, but they got a guy hanging there waiting for me to, you know, come up and make the tackle. Well, then I'm going to sit in the pocket. I'm going to try and deliver one downfield because that's how we get the first down. And then we ended up getting a sack. And then there was one late in the game. It was a fourth down. We didn't convert a third down. It was a fourth down where – it wasn't there, and I knew, hey, clock's out, got to go. And, you know, I found a lane. I knew what they were playing coverage-wise, so I knew I could sneak out. So there's a lot that goes into it. There's a lot going through my mind on each play. But like you said, there's a fine line of, all right, do I just drop back and get out of here? You know, do I try and make this play? You know, it all, you can question everything when it doesn't go well. But, you know, you just trust what's worked for you in the past and just continue to grow off that.
Speaking of trust, your offensive line, I'm sure you have built plenty of kind of trust in that group, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they took a hard look at this past game, it wasn't them, what they saw in film. Do you have words for encouragement for them, or I guess what's the back and forth coming off of a rough week for that group?
Oh, man. You know, I just tell them, hey, I'm going to get the ball out for you. You know, I just encourage them and tell you, do exactly what you've been doing, because I know that they're just going to work their tail off. You know, I know that they're going to come in angry today, just like they always do. They're going to come in and fight at practice, just like they always do. And if they find any little thing in their game that they didn't like last week, they're going to come and try and correct it this week. But I don't ever have to say anything to them. You know, I have a really good offensive line. I don't need to worry about them.
You mentioned Vaughn coming off the edge.
Yeah.
What makes him different than other pass rushers? Uh-huh. Any particular memory of a play involving him?
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, I've been involved a lot of plays with Vaughn. You know, he's a heck of a player. Again, he's another guy that knows how I feel about him. You know, I think he's one of the best to ever play the game, not just in the game now. We all know that. He's one of the best to ever play. You know, the way he can, you know, come off the ball, kind of like our man Khalil. you know, the way he can get off the ball, though. You know, the way he can, you know, time the snap count and those things. It's freakish. You know, I remember my rookie year catching the snap, and he was already behind me. And I didn't know. I was like, do I still do my drop? Like, what do? You know, like, man, you know, you just kind of step up and try and get rid of the ball, I guess. But, yeah, I mean, he's an amazing player. I have nothing but respect for him and their defense. And they all know that. But, but I do look forward to playing against him. I love playing against the best, man. And these guys are some of the best.
Marquette, he's had a pretty fast start. He's forced a couple bumps and helped invigorate your guys' offense at times. Seen from him in this early going?
I mean, he works hard. Obviously, he likes to joke around and have a lot of fun, but at the same time, there's no doubt in that he works his tail off. You know, if he has a rough game or anything like that, he's out here working his tail off before practice, after, whatever he's got to do to just be better. So anytime you get a guy with talent that works hard, it's going to be good.
Last one over here.
How much of a thing is this whole Anthem thing with you guys? Taking on the life of Doug, now the president says there should be a rule wiring guys in the stand.
Right. Yeah, again, that's something that, you know, I'm not a politician, at least yet. so I don't even, you know, pay attention, man. It's one of those things that I'm so focused on correcting my mistakes from the game that I promise you I haven't thought about an anthem or anything like that. But, you know, going forward, you know, we'll see what happens, you know, throughout the league. I know it's a big deal. I know it is. As long as us as players, we can, affect change, you know, within our communities, I think that that's a good thing.
Have you guys talked about what you're going to do this week?
No, we have not.
Thank you, guys.